Now the Gemara asks, Vim Toimich, he asks the question, Oysoi Shonim Shosar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chadosh Ve'em Misalomai, like those years that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take to revise the world, to make over the world, Shinema the Pasuk says, V'niska V'Hashem L'Vadoi B'yemu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be alone, and that day there'll be nobody else. So the question is, Tzadikim Mayin Oysim, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to do with the Tzadikim at that time? And Rashi learns the question is, the world will be like destroyed, isolated for 1,000 years. So the question is, where will those tzaddikim be? Since they're not buried in the ground, what is the Kosh Baruch going to do with them? So it was even after Tchias HaMesim, still there'll be 1,000 years that the world will be destroyed. So Mora says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisel hem kenufayim kenishorim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu make them wings like eagles. V'shoten apnei hamayim, and they'll fly over the water. Shinema the pasuk says, Al kein l'nira b'homir oretz, b'moy torim b'lev yamim. That they'll be b'lev yam, they'll be in the heart of the oceans. The Rashi says it means l'nira b'homir oretz, they should not be afraid when Hashem changes over the world. Means k'shemachov HaKadosh Baruch Hu oretz, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes over this world, l'nira, the stigma will not be afraid. The Fishon the Belev Yavim, they'll be in the middle of the oceans, they're not going to be afraid. Fishem Atoyman, maybe that's the question. Yeshlem Tzar, they'll have pain, they'll have to fly over the water all the time, they'll have no place to rest, they'll be in pain in Tzar. Tam Loim, the Pasuk says, no. The Koyvi Hashem, Nachlifu Koyach, the people that hope and wait for Hashem, Hashem gives them strength. Yalu Eve Kanishorim, Yerutsu, Lo Yagiyu, they will not become tired. Yelchub Lo Yofu, they won't be weary, they won't be tired. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them special extra strength. So now the Gemara asks the question, how do you know to say that after Tchias HaMesim they won't die anymore? V'nelef mimesim shechi Yecheskel. Why don't you learn out from the Mesim that Yecheskel brought alive? That there was brought down, even though he brought them alive, they died again. So maybe also after Tchias HaMesim they'll die again. Rashi says, Shechosru Mesu kach tzadikim shosu l'hachlis yasal orfam. Maybe the tzaddikim will come up by Tchias HaMesim, maybe they'll also die again. So where it says, no, Sobolo command the Yomar, this Tana holds, like that man Yomar that says, V'yemes Moshel Hoyim, that Yecheskel, it says by Yecheskel, brought them alive, it's only a Moshel, it didn't really happen. So therefore you can't bring any proof from then. The Tana will learn, Yobles Oyim, Mesim Shechi Yecheskel, Omdu Arugleim, V'yomru Shiru Nesu, they got up, they said Shiru, and they died right away. Mashi Ram, what kind of shir did they say? Hashem memis betzedek for umachaye barachmen. Hashem puts you to death betzedek with mishpat with din, and he brings your life barachmen. Here, Rabbi Yeshua says shira zuam. They said this shira. Hashem memis umachaye moirid shoyl v'yal. He brings you down and brings you up again. So here's according to these two man diyamrim, it really happened. It was really a tchias hamesim then. But Rabbi Yudam, Rabbi Yudam says. MS Moshel Hoy, true, it wasn't a Moshel, that's all. It was only an example, a parable, of what's going to be like Christ who will come out of Golus, but not that there will really be a Tchias HaMesim then. Omer Nechemiah, like what do you mean to say? In MS, it was really true, it happened that he wasn't Mechayim Mesim, Lom Moshel, why is it only a parable? V'yim Moshel, we call it only a Moshel, Lom MS, why is it called MS? Eller rather, the Pshat is like this. The MS Moshel Hoy, what he meant to say is really all the world is just a parable, just a Moshel, that's all. So according to this man, the Yom, it never really happened, the Tchias HaMesim then by Yecheskel, so therefore we can't learn out from then. Rabbi Lozo Benoish, Rabbi Yosef Lili Oimer, Meisim Shechi Yecheskel, that those Meisim that Yecheskel brought alive again, all of Eretz Yisrael, they went into Eretz Yisrael, for Nosu Noshim, they married, but they had wives, for Hoylet Bonim Ubonis, and they had children.
So the Gemara says that Omad Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Aragli got up on his feet and said, "V'yomar ani mebnei bneiim, I'm from the grandchildren of these people." That Yecheskel was mechaye. Fi halavu tefillin sheniichli aviyaba, and these are the tefillin that my grandfather left over from him. So come down the Quintus man Yomar that they didn't just come get up and die right away, but they also lived. They lived and had children and had children. Now the Gemara says, "Uman ninu meisim shechi Yecheskel." Who are these meisim that Yecheskel brought alive? Omer Rav. Rav says, "Elu bnei Ephraim." These were the bnei Ephraim, the children of Ephraim. The Gemara says, "What was the story of bnei Ephraim?" Shemona Lekate, they made an account. When should be the end of the Yetzir Mitzrayim? They're told they made a mistake. And they went out before Yetzir Mitzrayim. Rashi says like, they made the Kates of Yetzir Mitzrayim. They should have done it when Yitzchak was born. So they counted the 400 years from when a spoke to Avram. Ben Shivim Shon was only 70 years old then. Ben Habsar Machnol Yitzchak was another 30 years. So they made a mistake in the Yitzchak Mitzrayim, 30 years. And they went out 30 years before the Mitzrayim, and they were killed. Shinema, the passage says, "Ubnei Ephraim Sheshelech Uborid Benoi V'Sachas Benoi V'Yelodah Benoi V'Sachas Benoi V'Zebad Benoi V'Sheshelech Benoi V'Yezer." Yeah, V'Yelodah V'Hogem Anshe Gas Hanalodim Biyoritz and Anshe Gas killed them all out. As the Rashi says, that since they left early, they were killed out. It says, "Ubnei Ephraim Sheshelech V'Hogem Anshe Gas Anshe Gas killed them out." So these are the people that now Yechezkel brought alive again. So the pasuk says, "Vayisabel Ephraim Aviyim Yom Rabin." Ephraim, the father, was over a long time. Vayivoyu Echad Menachemai, and the brothers came to Menachem, the father. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, "No, who are these Meisim that Yechezkel brought alive again?" Shmuel Amar, "Elo Bnei Yodim Shekofer B'Tchias Meisim." These were the people that were kofer in Tchias Meisim. Shem the pasuk says, "Vayomer Lai Ben Adam Hu Atzamos Elo." Kol Beis Yisrael Heima, Hinu Oimrim Yovshu Atzmoseinu V'Yovdo Sikvaseinu, is Nigzarnu Lanu, that they were Koyfer and Chiesa Meisim, said there wouldn't be any more Chiesa Meisim. Like Rashi says, like Yechezkel did it, like to show Klai Yisrael, that even these people that don't believe in Chiesa Meisim, still will be brought alive again. So Vashem, everybody should learn out from here, that there will be a Chiesa Meisim. Rashi says, even though this is not Min Hadin, because Minadin HaMishnah says that a Kofer B'Tchias HaMeisim is Eno Chelek L'Olam Habo. Stam HaKodesh Baruch Hu did it, Yechezkel did it, stam to teach us. Rebim Rebel Abba Roma Eilu B'nei Yodim Shein Bem Lechluche Shal Mitzvah. These are the people that did not do any mitzvah, that have not even a wetness of mitzvahs. Shedem the Pasuk says, Ho Atzumois HaYaveshois. Yeshimu Dvar Hashem. Even such people, Yechezkel was Mechaye, in order to teach us again, that there will be a Tchias HaMeisim. For Tzadikim Kol Shechein. Rabbi Yitzchak Nav Chomar Eilu Bnei Yodom Shechifras Eichel Kula Shkotzim Mimoshim. They covered up the Heichel with Shkotzim Mimoshim. Rashi says, Shoyim Mitzayor and Slomim. They were painting idols. Akiras Eichel on the walls of the Heichel. They say, V'yava V'yenu. Shinemata says, V'yava V'yara V'hine Kol Tavnis Remesh Ubei Meshekets V'chol Gelulei Beis Yisrael Mechuka Al Akiras Av. Ksivosma says over there, V'avireinu Aleim Savim Savim. For such people also, Yechezkel was Mechaye. We have Yechel Nama Elu Meisim Shevabika, Shevabika Asdura. This was the Meisim that died in Bika Asdura. Rashi says, Shehemis Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bovel Al Shoyu Yofim. They were very nice, like the Mara will soon say. V'yom Rabbi Yechelin, Minor Eishel Ad Rabbis Bikos Dura. Again, so the Gemara says, "V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan, minor eishal ad rabbis." That's how far was called this place as Bikadura. That goes Bikadura. Now, what was the story here? Shebishor shehegla Nebuchadnezzar Russia, as Yisrael, when Nebuchadnezzar took all Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael, he made Golus, Golus Bavel, Hoyu ben Bechurim. There were children there, Bechurim. Shoyu Megana Nesacham Biyofiyim. They were so beautiful. But even made the sun, or they embarrassed the sun, because they were so beautiful, Moshe-like. For your kashdoyis, the sheikhs of the ladies of the kaftim, reyesos, and they saw these beautiful men, for shoyfas over, they started to have a tremendous desire for them, and they started to see their own dam, machmas taivarashi, so they started to see dam ziva. His omru labaleim, so it was told over to the husbands, ubaleim lemelech, and the king told, and the husband told it over to the king, like, get rid of these boys, they're taking our wives away from us. So Tziba Melech Vogel, the king gave a command, the Netzel gave a gzera to kill them out. But the Adayim HaYishreifas Ad, still the ladies were flowing with them. So Tziba Melech, the Melech commanded the ramsums. like they destroyed these Bochum completely. Like even though they died, still the ladies were looking at them, so they haven't destroyed them completely. Tana Rabban went like this. So some say these people are the ones that Yecheskel was Mechayi. Tana Rabbanan, Bishor Shehippel Nebuchadnezzar Rosh Yaz Hanani Mishov Yavaya. At the time when Nebuchadnezzar Rosh threw Hanani Mishov Yavaya into the Kiv Shemesh, Omla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yecheskel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yecheskel, Leich Vahachi Yemesim Bebikadura. Go and make Mechayi Mesim to the people in Bikadura. Kivun Shech Yesim, since he brought them alive, So the bones came and knocked on the face of Nebuchadnezzar. So he said, what's going on here? What are these bones here? Omla, he said back to him, Chafreim Shalelu, they're bringing Mesim alive again. So these bones are the bones. And this goes on Yecheskel, as he says, Sumar says right away, Posach, the Yomar, Nebuchadnezzar himself opened up his mouth and said, O Sohi Kamo Rabravin, Visimohi Kamo Takifin, Machusei Machus Olam, Vishotoni Yimdovador, like how great is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's going to live forever and forever. Like he gave praise back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. In Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Yitzchak says, Yutzak Zohov Roseach L'Tech Pim Shalosh HaRosha. They really were supposed to throw down hot gold into Nebuchadnezzar's mouth. Why? Shel Molei Bo Malach, if not for the fact that the Malach came to Sotru Al Piv and slapped him like on his mouth, Bikish Leganas Kol Shivus V'Sheshboch HaYishram HaDovid B'Sefer Tehillim. He would have been Megala all the Tilos V'Sheshboch as HaDovid said in Sefer Tehillim. In other words, he was about to say Great Shvach is about to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they had to stop him from saying it. And Rashi says, really he was about to show you Mesadeh Shvachos Noyos Yoisem Midavid. He would have said nicer Shiras than David. V'ilu Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hayunayt Achreim Yoisem Yachrei Ashiras Shosem David. So therefore they had to stop him from saying it. So the Malach came now and slapped him like him stopped him from saying these Shiras Vishas Baruchos. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabban went like this in the Braisa. Shisha Nisim Nasu B'Yaisa Yoim. Six great Nisim happened that day. V'Yelohim, these are the six great Nisim. Tzav HaKivshon, like the nest, when Chanani Mishav Yazai was sold into the Kivshon Shalesh. And when they were saved, so first of all, Tzav HaKivshon, Rashi says, Shakivshon Hoyim Mishuka Baritz. The Kivshon, the furnace, was sunk into the ground. And it floated up, it started to come up from the ground. So everybody should see the way Hanani Mishov Yazai is saved from the Kivshon Eish. And then Venifrat HaKivshon. And then it started to break. The Kivshon, the walls started to break. Everybody could see what's doing inside. And then Vuhumak Soidoi. And then its foundation melted away. Venefach Telem Aponov. The Telem, the idol that Nebuchadnezzar worshipped, fell down on its face. Venisrafu Arbo Malchoyos. And the four princesses there were also burnt up. Like the four princesses that helped out Nebuchadnezzar, they were also burnt then. Yeah. And Vahachye Yecheskel as a Mesim in Bikasdura. At that time, Yecheskel was Mechayim Mesim in Bikasdura, that really turned over Nebuchadnezzar. The Kulu Gemara, all these six Nisim, or five of them, are from Gemara, Stam Malach L'Moshe like. For Yabo Malch Yestrug to Krub. But the four kings, that apostle talks about. So the apostle first says he called all his people together, and then when the apostle says at the end, when they came back, four were missing. What's Pshat? Four were missing. These four were burnt up there. And the apostle says, Unubuchadnezzar, Malkor, Shalach, Lemichnash, he called for all these people that worked for him. And Liach, Shtar Papnaya, Signaya, Upachavoso, Adar Goz Raya, Gidov Raya, Tisov Raya, Tiftoye, the whole Shetanim Dinose, all different people that work for him. Lemaisla Chanukah, Tishkamta Chanukah. And then it says, later it says, Isi Guvrin Yudoy, there are Jewish people, Dimanis Yosoin. And then it says, Umischanish, who they gather together later, it says, Umischanish, Umischanshin Achashdapna, Signayo, Upachavoso, Vihadovia Malkor. So, you see these people, and Kitzah, it leaves out four people. It doesn't say, because those four malachim, those four people were burned in the Kivshin Shalesh. Tana Devei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, afilu b'shas ha-sakon, even a person is in a sakon, in a danger, lo yishan odem esatzim, a person should not change himself around, min ha-rabbanu shaloi, from the way that he dresses, the way that he acts, he should not change around because of a tzara. The Rashi says, shereichanani mishovi azaya, hoyelavushin, the big day sabaton, they were wearing their beautiful clothing, kishush l'chul ha-kivshin, when they were thrown into the fire. Therefore, yishana, you should not change, Shlayira Mavoyal, you shouldn't look as if you're nervous. Umafuchad Mizbaishin signed a mitonov, and your enemies will make fun of you. Therefore you have to go, even if you have to go, you mice and efsa kudushas Hashem, you should go with your stolz, with your shenka, with your nice, should be dressed nicely. That's what it says here. Shinan Pasik says, Bidin Gavray Eluch, Kovsu Basavalehin, Pushdain Bhablusahin. Even when they took Kanani Meshavi Zayin, they were still wearing their beautiful clothing. And Omri Rabbi Yechanan, Gedolim Tzadikim Yoisim Malti Yesharvus. All right, we'll stop here. Then you want to next tape. You're holding Daf Tzadik Gimel Amid Aleph. Okay, this last one just was Omri Rabbi Yechanan.